Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
They said the blueprint, we're talking about, because Ray Lewis is becoming emerging as a candidate for the FAU job. Why? I ain't heard Ray coach nothing.
Not one thing.
I've never heard a single rumor.
Heard him have interest in any other jobs that have
ever. Very interesting.
No, but I mean, I guess there's a lot of like random former players that like I didn't know Eddie George was going to be a coach, and he's been coaching.
They're really good too. They're the best year ever. They're talking about hell. They having money issues. So
really,
that could be a problem there.
Well, and who's the coach at Morehouse now?
Mathis.
Terrence Mathis.
Remember I was like, because you remember they were talking about hiring Hugh Jacks. I was like, don't hire that motherfucker.
Don't do that.
Don't hire him.
And then, I mean, Dion, when he got the job at Jackson State, had been coaching like Pee Wee football. Prep but school. I mean, a lot of people coach Pee Wee football.
Right, he comes to prep school.
I mean, I don't know.
Why not?
Seems like a good like motivator. He'll get you fired up.
Yeah. I mean, the damn speeches before you walk out are going to be fucking epic.
Yeah, you guys are going to be ready to play. I mean, that's always the interesting thing, too, is like guys that haven't coached at all, then they just, like, who do you hire?
What did Ed Reed go? Bethune? Did Ed go?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was at Bethune-Cookman for a little bit. Yeah.
Pissed off and left?
And he was like, wait a minute, this whole structure is wrong. And they were like, people were like, yeah, but I mean, it's kind of what it's always been. Right. Like, you kind of walked into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know.
Why not?
Give it a shot. FAU has a really interesting list of former coaches now. Man. Tom Herman at one point was the hottest coach in college football. Yes. Willie Taggart was a really hot coach in college football. Kiffin.
Yeah, because Kiffin. Kiffin was going because Shador was going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Shador was going to FAU.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
wow.
That's when Kiffin was there, but yeah, Shador was going there.
Kiffin went from FAU to Ole Miss, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, and now he's doing great at Ole Miss. But,
I mean, if there's one regret, I know head coach Schwellenbach. I mean, I understand why he did what he did, leaving Miami.
Schnellenberger,
I'm sorry. Yeah, to go because the USFL was just starting.
Right.
He was going to be an owner and all that, so I understand why he left.
Yeah. In hindsight, it looks insane.
Insane, because he didn't get off the ground.
Right. It didn't. And then he was the head. He started all that stuff at Miami.
Yes.
And then, obviously, Jimmy Johnson and Dennis Erickson and everybody kept it rolling. But, like yeah, I know. It's one of those things that in the moment, it's like, no, it made sense.
It
seemed like it was going to be, and they had the backing, but it was a bunch of con men.
Yeah.
And, that sucks. He's a great coach.
He is. He's a historic coach. He was another nice place, too, right?
Not just FAU. He was at another place between another small school in Florida.
Didn't he start into the program?
I think so.
Was it South Florida?
I don't remember.
I think didn't he start another?
But now I got it. Now
he's
I got to know.
I got to meet him one time. He's very nice.
Howard Schnellenberger.
Yeah, very nice.
Is he just passed away?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very just nice like last year or something like that. Ah, internet connection's not so good.
We have internet.
Coaching experience for Ray Lewis on any level.
No. But, I mean,
Schnellenberger was the coach there for 10 years at FAU.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was. That was it. That was his last stop.
After that?
Not after that. Oh, no. He was at Miami for those years, and then, you know, what happened? And then he was at Louisville for 10 years.
Hey, coach?
Didn't know that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Oklahoma for 1 year. Didn't know that either.
Did not know that. Was that before Switzer? No, that had to be after Switzer.
95. So it must have been between Switzer and Stoops.
I thought Stoops was handpicked the job. Like, Stoops was. No, Stoops was at Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a DC at Florida.
Yeah.
And then he came over from Florida.
Switzer left to replace Jimmy Johnson with the Cowboys.
Schnellenblock, he
won a Super Bowl.
He came to Oklahoma for that 1 year.
Yeah. And then I don't know when did Stoops start at Oklahoma. I know he won the national championship early in his tenure in 2000.
I remember he came over from Florida to be the head coach of Oklahoma.
All right, well now.
He won with Heupel, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of cool now. Heupel's doing what he's doing at Tennessee.
Yeah. I don't realize it was bad blood, but he got fired.
Stoops fired him.
Yeah. Hey, this shit ain't working, dog. You had to go.
Oh, man. They don't have like all the coaches. They just have the coaches that did well.
Oklahoma. Yeah, I mean, you think about that program. Oklahoma's been good for decades.
Decades. Forever. I mean, on top of decades. They're one of the
blue bloods.
They're one of the blue bloods. However you want to define it. They're one of the blue bloods. They're one of the teams that have been winning. They haven't won since 2000, which is crazy. Right. Like that's a long time now for a program that was in the mix. I mean, they were in the
championship. Florida beat the shit out of right. T-Wall didn't beat the fuck out of
was them. That when that was? Because they made the playoff with Riley, Lincoln Riley, a bunch of times, but lost every time. Yeah. And
I know we beat them.
Yeah, and they were up huge in that game, and Georgia came back and beat them in the Rose Bowl, one of the fucking awesome games of all time.
One of my favorite fucking games.
Yeah, what a game. What an all-time game that was. And now they're kind of, I mean, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
This is not related, you know, this is real life stuff, but Venable's wife just got re-diagnosed with the cancer she's been fighting.
No.
So he might, he might just step away.
Right.
Because
he was that, I mean, people went for him. He had a kind of Kirby approach to taking a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he could have had it.
And he had been there, right? So he's an Oklahoma guy.
I think his alma mater. He could have easily left maybe 5 years ago.
Right.
He was a hot defensive coordinator, coach of Clemson, and he just kept waiting, and then Oklahoma comes open. Figueroa's like, yeah, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, and that hasn't worked out.
Damn sure has.
And Venables hasn't worked out at Oklahoma. And, I don't know.
Who won that?
Man, Lincoln Riley won it, I think. Yeah. He got a lot of money.
Yeah, and a nice house.
Yeah.
That they paid for.
And sold his
Oklahoma mansion.
He's going to get another year at USC.
I don't see why they would get rid of him.
Why they wouldn't or
not,
would?
Why they would not.
Why they would not.
Yeah.
I think they were so confident that he was going to change the game. Like, they were like, we just shifted the landscape of college football and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, he didn't.
Lincoln ain't won nothing.
He hasn't won anything.
Yeah,
hasn't won anything there.
Yeah, he got Heisman Trophy candidates. That he does.
Yeah, and they won the Big 12, and they dominated Texas for his tenure, but that was a down Texas decade, which is just crazy to even think that that's possible. But
the crazy thing is possible when fucking TCU and Baylor was out recruiting Texas in Texas
and beating the shit out of them when they would play them. Yeah, and all those schools. I mean, a bunch of different schools emerged as powers during that down Texas era. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know all the dynamics of Longhorns football, and maybe it's too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't know what it is, but all the resources that they have and all the fans that they have, like, it's hard to believe that they could be that bad for that long. But they're back now. They're back in the mix.